From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has confirmed to his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, that Syria is ready to help implement a ceasefire that's planned to begin on Saturday. The two leaders spoke by telephone on Wednesday and highlighted the importance of continuing to fight terror groups such as the Islamic State and Jabhat al-Nusra. The militants, however, are not part of a U.S.-Russian proposal for a cessation of hostilities. Other groups are supposed to say by Friday whether they're taking part. The main opposition High Negotiations Committee has said its participation is contingent on the delivery of humanitarian aid and the end of sieges and airstrikes against civilians. U.S. President Barack Obama is hosting Jordan's King Abdullah II at the White House Wednesday. They are to have talks that are focused on the battle against the Islamic State and the humanitarian fallout from the war in Syria. Jordan has been taking part in the U.S.-led coalition conducting airstrikes against Islamic State targets in both Iraq and Syria. A White House statement said the two leaders will discuss efforts to counter the militants as well as ways to resolve the five-year Syrian conflict. International relief agencies are racing to reach isolated communities in the island nation of Fiji that was devastated by Cyclone Winston that killed 42 people. Authorities revised that death toll Wednesday, which is up from the previous number of 29. Aid workers are beginning to arrive in the outer reaches of the archipelago of 300 islands. Winston destroyed scores of homes and leaving untold of thousands of residents homeless and forced to take shelter. They have a 30-day state of natural disaster. This is VOA News.